Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. You're watching On the Record for Friday, September 22nd. I'm Charlotte Petit-Bonneville.
And I'm Holly Newell. Here are some of the stories we're following for you this morning from the On the Record newsroom. International students who face financial challenges may receive assistance from a new fund worth $100,000. This grant is being provided by TMU in collaboration with the Brampton Immigration Consultancy. The BIC has been particularly concerned with housing for international students. Federal Housing Minister Sean Fraser recently mentioned that they are exploring various measures to address Canada's housing crisis. This includes the possibility of capping international student enrollments. However, this fund aims to help improve this challenge while providing assistance to those students who are struggling with the cost of rent, food, and basic expenses.
Meanwhile, near campus, nearly 1,000 protesters amassed outside Queen's Park in Toronto outside of the Legislative Assembly of Ontario Wednesday. The crowd, organized by the group Hands Off Our Kids, were pushing back against the sexual orientation and gender identity curriculum in schools, but the crowd wasn't made up of the expected group. With more detail, here's On the Record's Lauren Battagello.
Hundreds of anti-LGBTQ plus protesters were set to descend on Queen's Park in Toronto on Wednesday, but a group of 1,000 counter-protesters quickly hampered the efforts. Chants of solidarity filled the air as Toronto's queer and allied community sung across the park, including parents like Melissa Bayan.
We stand for love, and love always wins. Love always wins. There are more of us than there are them, and we're going to shut them down. We're not going to let them keep going. Everywhere they are, we're going to be.
The protesters were at Queen's Park for around 2 hours before continuing their journey that began at Barbara Hall Park. The original planned protest was nowhere to be seen around the legislature, and it was clear that the counteraction was successful. For On the Record News, I'm Lauren Battagello.
Ontario Supreme Court dismissed a charter challenge launched by the Canadian Alliance for Sex Work Law Reform, which is advocating for the rights of sex workers. The court ruled that Canada's criminal law on sex work are constitutional. For the organization Parents Against Child Trafficking, the ruling is good news. The Canadian Alliance for Sex Work Law Reform, which brought the challenge, is deeply disappointed by the decision. Their national coordinator called the ruling extremely dismissive of sex workers' realities and the concerns that were raised. The alliance is likely to appeal this ruling.
This past Saturday, hundreds of demonstrators gathered at Queen's Park to rally against investors in the coal, oil, and gas industries.
Demonstrators say fossil fuels contribute to 75% of greenhouse gas emissions and 90% of carbon dioxide emissions. Toronto Metropolitan University invests less than 7% of the current total assets in fossil fuel industry. According to the Financial Service Office,
TMU says they do not currently have an official student group dedicated to the climate crisis, while at institutions like the University of Toronto, these initiatives have taken the form of divestment campaigns.
However, divestment is not universally regarded as a solution to climate change issues. Others believe that it would be responsible to use their stakes to hold companies accountable to their climate goals.
TMU is currently part of the University Network for Investor Engagement, which aims to use universities' power as institutional investors to address the drivers of climate change in their portfolios. To the journalism industry now, experts are expressing concerns on how mass layoffs will cause worry to democracy. This after the layoffs last week of more than 600 employees at Metroland Media Group and Nordstar's planned to stop printing most of its 70 community newspaper across Ontario. April Lindgren, a journalism professor at Toronto Metropolitan University, researches local news and says that the absence of timely and verified independently produced news also creates more space for misinformation and speculation to proliferate. Brent Jolie, president of the Canadian Association of Journalism, worries the impact of fewer news sources will encourage more people to turn to unverified information on social media.
In other news, Alt TTC subway riders will have access to cell phone service by October 3rd. Rogers is currently the only carrier offering 5G services at the TTC station and tunnels south of Bloor after purchasing the company BAI Communications. So earlier this year, BAI was the company that managed Wi-Fi, cellular service, and this was all at the TTC and tunnels underground. However, that's now for Rogers. The mandate from the Minister of Innovation, Science and Industry, Francois-Philippe Champagne, requires all major carriers to offer voice service and text down at those stations.
The first official WNBA themed outdoor basketball courts in Canada was unveiled in Toronto, a significant step in celebrating women's basketball nationwide. With a closer look at the space, here's Kayla Fonte.
The first official WNBA themed outdoor basketball court in Canada was unveiled in Toronto on September 9th, a significant step in celebrating women's basketball nationwide. The city collaborated with the NBA, Dairy Farmers of Ontario, and Buckets and Borders to renovate the Don Mount Court. The court is located in Joel Weeks Park in the Riverside neighborhood. Illustrator and former University of Toronto varsity basketball player Fiorella Granda designed the court. Her goal was to create something that would grow the women's game in Canada and represent women's basketball culture. She celebrated women's elite athleticism by highlighting significant moments in WNBA history. This includes the first slam dunk and the game-winning half-court shot in the 1999 final series. The court symbolizes that women's sports are finally getting the recognition it deserves and the hope that one day Toronto will get its own WNBA team. For On the Record, I'm Kayla Fonte.
And to sports news this year, the TMU Bowl men's hockey team will face off against the McGill's Redbird at 6 p.m. tonight. Here is a preview of what the excitement ahead of homecoming on the Record News sports reporter Curtis Martin.
Early Thursday morning, the TMU Bowl men's hockey team were tuning up before tonight's big homecoming game. And it's safe to say, they are excited about it.
I'm very excited, obviously, coming in. We didn't really have a homecoming. I saw videos of the homecoming before I came, so being able to play in it, it's going to be an unreal experience. I'm excited to see how many people are coming to our game tomorrow.
Another big addition to this year's festivities is that the university will be unveiling their new mascot for the first time to the student body. And not just to the student body, even the TMU men's hockey players don't know the name or what this brand new mascot quite looks like.
I honestly don't know anything. I've just kind of seen the videos on social media that they've been posting, the little teasers. So I don't know. I'm hoping it's something kind of cool. From the little bit you can see, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good mascot. So yeah, we'll see.
The team will look to get their season started on the right foot as they take on the McGill Redbirds at 6 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, that's like a highly respected program. We played them a couple years on our way to Nationals, and it was a really good team, you know. They've done a real good job with it, so we've kind of just been sticking with what we know. We're building on our own identity. It's, you know, it's about us in this room. We know if we go and we do what we have to do, you know, no matter who we play, we got a good chance to win every night.
All students and staff with a one card will have free access to the most anticipated game of the year. For On the Record News, I'm Curtis Martin, signing off.
It's been a sunny week with temperatures in the high 20s, but things are going to start to cool down next week with more precipitation on the way in. With a look at your weekend weather, here's Holly Newell.
Thank you and good morning, TMU. If you thought you noticed mist this morning, well, you were correct. As the cooler weather arrives, the mist is signaling our transition into the fall and winter season. So, as we make our way through the day, the sun is expected to come out, but let's take a look at our weather map for today. So Toronto, we're experiencing a high of 21, not too bad. However, I do recommend either a light jacket or a sweater. If we take a look at our other cities, you know, Kitchener 23, very nice. We're down here, St. Catharines 24 degrees. Wow, if Toronto was like that, I would be in a t-shirt. Barrie 23 and Newmarket also 23. Fairly good weather for today. So let's shift over to our 5-day forecast so we can take a look at the rest of the week. As we take a look at Saturday here, we have a high of 22, which is awesome. We'll see some sunny weather. However, as we progress through the rest of the week, let's just shift over. We have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We have a high of 19, which, hey, not too bad. We can't complain about a high of 19. However, it looks like our low is slowly going down. We start off with a nice low of 16. However, we're shifting down to 14 degrees. As of this, we can expect some cooler weather in the upcoming days, and fall and winter is going to slowly shine through. As we see rain throughout the week, it is recommended to not leave your house without an umbrella, especially for our students at TMU. I am Holly, and that is your weather forecast for today. We'll hopefully see you next week. Thank you. That's all for On the Record this September 22nd, 2023. I'm Holly Newell.
And I'm Charlotte Poitier-Benville. Thanks for joining us for On the Record News. For more local coverage, be sure to visit ontherecordnews.ca anytime, and be sure to follow us on social media.
Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.